This is 5 minutes to change your life. My name's Joanne Mallon. I'm an author and coach. I love helping people to make wee changes that make a massive difference in their lives. Give me 5 minutes of your time today. Just might change your life. Hello there, how are you doing? So we are talking today about healing our bodies. And I'm joined from India by holistic healing therapist, Vishnupriya Aristo. Vishnupriya is the founder of Zero Point Holistic Healing Center. She has worked with many, many people all over the globe on a wide range of health conditions to help them heal. So she's distilled all of that experience and knowledge into three tips for you today. And by the way, there are some really nice free meditations on Vishnupriya's site. That's zeropointhealing.com. So do head over there and check those out if you think it might be helpful. Here's Vishnupriya.
Welcome everyone, this is Vishnupriya and it gives me great pleasure to be with you today. And I'm going to share with you three tips to heal your body by yourself. So I'm a holistic healing therapist and a happiness coach, and I have been doing healing sessions for thousands of clients from all over the world. We do these sessions online, and therefore we had been able to do these services from people from all over the world. So from all the experiences that I've had so far, I'm gonna boil it down to three major tips that you can do by yourself to heal your body. So tip number one is refer to the book Heal Your Body by Louis Hay. So regardless of what kind of health issues that you have, whether it's arthritis or migraine or headaches or indigestion or stomach ulcer or cancer or whatever health issues they are, the first important thing is that it is possible for you to heal yourself. It is totally possible to fully cure these health issues. So you can refer to the book Heal Your Body by Louis Hay, which lists out the root causes, the emotional causes for the health issues. Just to give you a few examples here. If you have too many financial issues and if you worry too much about finances, this might manifest as lower back pain. To give you another example, for example, let's say cancer. So cancer, the root cause is long-standing resentment. So I've had clients who had come to me with stage one cancer. And when I asked them, do you have resentment or hatred or anger towards anybody? And most of them have said, yes, I do. So the first tip is for you to find out what is that emotional cause. And I have found from all the experiences that two major emotions that creates health issues are anger and fear. So what's the solution if I do have these negative emotions? That's the second tip, is to start doing meditations. I have seen and used meditation as the major self-healing tool for myself and for my clients. So you can search for meditations on YouTube, or we also have a free mobile app called the Zero Point Happiness TV, in which I personally have created self-healing meditations that you can use to expedite your healing process. So for example, if it is cancer, we give them a forgiveness meditation so they can forgive the other person, which is gonna expedite the process of healing. Number three is, it's not just about healing the current health issue, but it is also changing a permanent change in lifestyle so that such kind of health issues would never come to us again. So I also do something called a lifestyle analysis. So for example, let's say if somebody is working 12 hours a day, it's normal that there is too much stress and tension that creates a lot of negative emotions. So I recommend having a healthy lifestyle, waking up early in the morning and doing a nice meditation to release the negative emotions, doing yoga or exercises, having healthy food, and having a balanced lifestyle is the third tip that we might have to do to maintain good health. So these are the three tips. First, regardless of what health issue you have, please refer to the book Heal Your Body and identify the root cause, the major emotional cause. Number two, start inculcating the practice of doing meditations daily. Number three is to change your lifestyle and have a healthy lifestyle. So I hope this helped. Thank you so much.